This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So let's say your business depends entirely, and I mean entirely, on somebody else being willing to share their product with you. That is the case for a lot of businesses, of course. The one of proximate concern, though, for us today are movie theater chains, which have been struggling to start back up. Over the weekend, Cineworld, which Americans know as Regal Cinemas, announced it is closing its theaters here and in the UK. The company says it's temporary, but without enough or really any blockbuster movies to show, and with once again rising infection rates, how might that temporary thing work? Marketplace's Jasmine Gars is on that one.
You could call it a chronicle of a death foretold. For months now, there's been warning signs that many theaters will have to shut down. The anti-hero in this story? Bond. James Bond.
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
And we won't be getting to it until next year. On Friday, MGM announced the release of Bond's new movie is being postponed till 2021. That was pretty much the last standing big blockbuster for this year. Shortly after, Cineworld announced temporary closures in the UK and the US. That's 40,000 jobs at risk in the US. Professor Michelle Greenwald from Columbia Business School says the theater closures will also hit nearby coffee shops, restaurants, ice cream parlors, all likely to suffer if screens stay dark.
It's clearly going to have a domino effect. So it's, you know, bringing people to malls where people are spending money, bringing people to Main Street where people are spending money. And I don't even think that's being counted into the economic impact.
And with Cineworld closing its Regal theaters here in the U.S., other theater chains may soon close too, says USC professor Gene Delvecchio.
So without content and being so dependent on content, it was simply a matter of time that the theaters were going to run into trouble. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
But while things are looking bleak for cinemas, he says Hollywood could be just fine without them. Premiering on streaming services, like Disney did with Mulan, is paying off so far during the pandemic.
You're a war hero. You've already made many great sacrifices.
Straight-to-video used to be almost an insult. These days, it might just be the only way to do business. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.